It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. APEC is around the corner. Traffic is going to be super high, so plan for it, folks. Plan. Okay. Those people that work on the meteor strips along the highways with the weed whackers are damaging cars. The weed whackers are picking up pebbles and rocks and flying it against the cars and nicking the paint. Now, I believe they should have something to block it so they don't damage cars. But you know, folks, today majority of the people don't give a hoot if they damage your car, damage your property, or whatever they do to you. But if you do that to them, they'd be flipping cartwheels. Okay, so, and the painters that paint the lines on the road, we just had a person come in all yellow paint down the side of the car, because she drove down the road and they were painting the white line, but they didn't cone it off and they spray painted her car, tires and all. And who do you think is at fault for that? That's her, because she should have gone someplace else, different way or something. Anyway, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have any questions or comments, whatever. Okay, now the struts and shocks on your car, I recommend changing them after you hit 60,000 miles. The OEM, the regular, the factory shocks and struts are not as good as the replacement, and that's very important as far as safety goes. And when you get a safety check, they never check your struts and shocks. Okay? So, you have to be aware of it. Be careful. And you can tell when it's bad, because when you're going down the freeway, the car starts floating. It's like a boat. So, think about that. Safety is number one. Don't cut corners and go cheap on safety, like with brakes, struts, steering, things like that. Don't say I should have. Always say a good thing I did. Oil prices is going down, but how come the price of gasoline in Hawaii only goes down way after the fact? What's up with that? Anyway, if you don't say anything, folks, it's going to continue. The people have a free hand. You have to get up and say something. I know the local mentality in Hawaii is no say nothing, no make noise, because you're going to get in trouble. Well, look around, folks. We're in trouble already. You know? I know this is not a car thing, but it just blows me away when I see Abercrombie telling the kids about the new school he's building for them, but the teachers are not going to get the raise. They're not getting anything. He's cutting everything from them. What's up with that? Is that helping education? I don't think so. But anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467 if you have any comment, questions or whatever. Okay, I see a lot of people not servicing their air conditioner. The air conditioner needs to be serviced at least once every 2 years, at least, if not sooner. Okay? And the reason is moisture builds up in that air conditioner from condensation, and that causes corrosion. If you want to spend bigger money doing a replacement of parts on the AC, then don't service it. It's your car. Okay? So if you think you're saving money by not servicing that, not servicing the differential, not servicing the automatic transmission, and not servicing the brakes or the power steering, well, you're going to be in for a big surprise. Talking about that, I'm not going to mention names, but this one fella had a MPV, Mazda MPV. Never checked the oil. Burnt out the engine. So he went out and looked for a new engine, found another engine, had it installed, paid a lot of money, burnt out the second engine because he didn't check the oil. What's up with that, folks? You burn one, you learn. You gotta check the oil. He burns the second one, and this time he was able to limp it in to the dealer and turn it in. Well, tell you what, that new Chrysler he's got, he's running without oil again. He's waiting for the idiot light. I don't know. What can I say? 90% of the radio listeners don't follow and do what is recommended. Only 10% does. So, I guess it's good for business, huh? Well, follow the stimulus plan. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Oh, Wanda's back again. Okay. You should spray silicone in all your keyholes, in the ignition switch. Well, some of the, a lot of the new cars don't have that, so you don't have to worry about that. But I recommend spraying silicone in keyholes, weather strips, any plastic or rubber parts under the hood, under the car, all over. Okay, so, okay, who do we have on the line, Wanda?
We have Edwin from Kaneohe.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, George. Hey, how's it, Wanda? Hey, George, you know, I listen to your program intermittently, but, you know, you just mentioned the price of oil goes down, but then to follow suit here, it takes a while and stuff like that, right? So you got to make noise, right? So who do you make noise to? Like, okay, you make noise to the government. That's one way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then but shouldn't you make noise with the gasoline companies too?
They're not going to listen.
I mean, both sides though, right?
Yeah.
Pressure both sides to
actually
come together, right? That would be like how you do it.
Actually, your best bet is your representative.
Okay.
But that's their job.
That's only one side though.
Yeah.
Right.
But if everybody did that, and you know that's not going to happen.
Well, probably not, but if you get enough people, it doesn't even have to be a majority, but enough people to do it.
Yeah, then something be done.
Like, how many people got on this island already? Over a million, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a majority would be, what, 500, 1,000, right?
Right.
So, even not the majority, let's say...
Even 100,000 would do it.
Even 100,000, right? I mean... You don't even have to get the majority, just enough people to do something like that. So who's going to organize something like that? I mean, how do you go about, I mean, not that I would, but, I mean, not that I could, not I wouldn't, but.
Well, the thing is, how does Thailand and the other countries have all these big demonstrations
Yeah.
Nobody organized them. They just got up off the feet, off the seat and just went.
Well, I guess the driver is different now because over there things are a little bit more uncomfortable than here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over here is you living comfortable, yeah. I mean,
not everybody.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'm going to drive to the store. I'm not going to be using that much gas, but so it's a little bit less intense where, you know, I'm spending so much money for gas, and as opposed to I don't really care because
yeah, but see, a lot of people don't know that gas was 20 cents a gallon back in the 50s.
Wow. I don't know that. Nah, just kidding.
20 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, back in the 50s, if you said it's $4 a gallon, I tell you something. You would have a stampede, man.
Yeah.
They'd be really upset.
So, but this is a gradual thing we're talking about now.
That's right.
I mean,
they poke the knife in our back slowly.
Yeah, very slowly.
Yeah.
Well, then, I hope people are listening out there and
they don't care.
Well, the people that listen to your show, they gotta care at least 50% because they've been listening to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I got one more question.
What's that?
You know my car, I changed the tires, right?
Mm-hmm.
CRV Honda 2004. And I changed it at Sears. And then the guy said that there needed to be something else fixed. And I don't really I'm one of those people that don't really keep track of my vehicle too well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, and you know, it's starting to make this noise now. I think it's related to what he said. It's making this tack 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 sound, like, you know, when you go over a bump like that.
Mm-hmm. The struts.
It's making, like, might be the struts then.
Yeah.
Wonder if, because you go over a bump and it goes tack tack tack, you know,
yeah.
Like.
Yep.
So that's danger right there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But most people, they ignore it and they just go. Until the wheel fall off.
Well, my wife doesn't ignore it, so.
Women always hear that.
You know, my wife, she's like 99% of the time correct, you know, with the car.
Yeah. That's why women make better mechanics.
I think so. Okay. Thank you so much, George.
Thanks for calling.
Right, thank
Aloha.
You.
Okay, who's next?
We have Richard from Punch Bowl area.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, hi, George. It's been a while. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, yeah. I got a 2004 Aviator, and I put a royal purple oil, of course. Everything's royal purple, but what is the recommended miles? When should I change it again?
When it gets dirty.
Or do you just keep checking and looking in, and if it looks dirty, change it?
Yeah.
Okay, roughly about ballpark figure, you know about how many miles that is?
It depends on your stop and go, how much you turn it off, start it up, and all that.
Right.
And then the quality of your gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm using Supreme from Costco.
That's not good.
That's not good gas.
I would recommend using Tesoro.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, and how's the Aloha gas station?
They're not bad. They're better than Costco.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, you know, and when you do the math, you know, like maybe some places 8, 9, 10 cents, you know, whatever, a gallon less, yeah? Or the time you're spending all that time in line, you know. And
you wasted the money.
Yeah, it's about the same thing. And okay, what about Lex Brody?
What you have to do is you gotta go try and do the math, and people are so damn lazy over here, they don't check it out.
Mm-hmm.
When you use substandard gasoline, you get far less gas mileage.
Okay. So again, how's Lex Brody, what you think? Because I'm always in that neighborhood.
You see, the other thing I would tell you is this. If you had to have heart surgery, would you go to the closest general doctor? No, you look for the best.
Right.
Gasoline and oil is your two number one issues on car repair. You use cheap oil, you're going to have car repairs. You use cheap gas, you're going to have car repairs. Remember what the saying is, pay me now or pay me later.
Mm-hmm. I get what you pay for, yeah?
That's right.
Okay, so the sorrow or aloha is better than what I'm doing now.
Yep.
Okay.
You go test it and let me know.
Okay. One more question, yeah? Get my 76 vet that I'm probably get into the engine. We want to rebuild it, yeah? The water pump is the... I got to change the water pump. It's messing up. It's original. And once you pull that out, I want to put in a gear drive right there. That shouldn't be too much of a problem. I was talking to my friend mechanic that helps me, and he goes, the gear drive energy, but once you handle the water pump and you take off the timing cover, everything, it shouldn't be that much big of a deal, yeah?
Why you want to do that?
I figured the original chain inside there, it's been sitting, and then, and also, it's more cosmetic. I like the noisy sound of the gear drive, but is that a good idea or no?
Not a good idea.
So leave the original timing chain, everything as is.
Don't make more horsepower with timing chain.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling along, and where's Rolling Bob?
Aloha, George. Rolling Bob here. How's everything going over there?
Oh, not too bad.
I was in Waikiki the other day. They completely repaved Ala Moana Boulevard in 2 weeks.
Really?
You go down there, it's absolutely gorgeous. So after APEC, let's go down and take pictures.
Why?
Why? Because it's never going to look like that again. Because they're not going to maintain it. They just fix it, and then it's going to be, okay,
yeah,
we're done, let it go back. But no, it's beautiful. They did all the landscaping, everything's cleaned up, the sidewalks, the lights.
Shouldn't that have been done all the time?
Of course, and it's cheaper if you maintain it. But that's not how we do things over here. We got to build a $650, 50-foot high-rise down by wherever, down by the shore or something. So anyway, it's insane. But it's going to be nuts, so everybody just be patient. The APEC, I know there's a lot of people mad, but a lot of people are making money. A lot of people are going to lose a little money. So in the end, it'll balance out, and hopefully we'll be better for it. So
how do you know that?
Well, because I know some people that have been working down in the hotels remodeling the rooms that mm-hmm. have bought a lot of lumber in, a lot of carpet, a lot of new furniture. I mean, I go there twice a week to service one of my projects at the Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
And, there have been constructions going on, and, those guys make money. Now, they may not make money next week, but, you have to take it when you can get it. That's just, unfortunately, how it works.
Hmm.
So, like I said, some people are happy, some people are sad, but in the end, it'll be a little better for everybody. It's always good when tourists come and spend money. So on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you later. Aloha.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, George. Big day. This is when Mom kicked me out of her. This is my big entrance a couple hours ago.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You old dinosaur?
Yeah. You can ask me how much?
I figure about 49.
Pretty close. 61.
16?
No. Yeah, thanks, George. George, I got a funny one that I just really wonder about. So last week on the news, they kept saying, oh, you know what? The Secret Service and they told all the utilities, you gotta secure all your manhole covers. So then I started thinking, what? How are they gonna do that? For real, George?
You gotta put a lock and key on it.
I mean, check it out, right? I mean, okay, you know how heavy those manhole covers are, George.
Mm-hmm.
And under that whole part of town, it's like all those pipes go out to Honolulu Harbor, but guess what? It's all pilau and stink, the mm-hmm. stuff that goes through the pipes, not mm-hmm. to mention the rats and the roaches, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, like anybody is going to be that insane. Okay, maybe, okay,
you know,
so
the
that's
whole
what
thing.
They always try to make us stink.
Rob, the whole thing is this.
Ridiculous.
How come it's so high security? If it's everything for the people and only for the people, why have high security? And since when, tell me when, ever, did the government ever think about the people?
George, I can't get this out of my head. The old troll that won't answer you back was on one of the local channels the other morning on TV. I think it was yesterday morning. Talking big whoop about how terrific this is gonna be, yeah. And I was mm-hmm. thinking, yeah, right. For certain businesses, but not for the people.
No. Definitely not. I have yet to see any one of them think and do for the people. Anyway.
But last but not least, if I may, when I used to be down at the hotel where Rolling Bob went to, and he was doing a good job about talking about the contractors getting their little bit of this and that. But you know what, George? That business is 24/7, and guess who runs the business? The employees are the ones, and they're not letting them park. They're not letting them drive anywhere near the hotels. I mean, we're not talking only Sheraton. We're talking all of those hotels.
So how are you supposed to go to work?
Yeah, and you notice how they don't say anything about that on the news, right? So
mm-hmm.
what they do is, within the hotel, they say, oh, we know this is really inconvenient, but, you're going to have to figure out a way. And even the bus, they won't even let the bus that carry all the maids in from Waipahu, Wahiwa, Wailua, all across Kalihi, all across the island, Are you kidding? We're talking about thousands of maids and housekeepers that have to come in to those hotels, and they won't let the buses run in. So, anyway. Jesus.
It's messed up.
But, no, don't forget, George, Governor Abbo says this is good.
You believe him?
Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you want to go have a nice dinner or this after APEC, go to the Chart House. It's fantastic. Good food, good price, nice atmosphere. Maybe time when they have the APEC to go to Naniloa in Hilo. Nice hotel. Go check it out. Okay, who's next?
We have Richard from Honolulu.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, George, first question again. Those Diamond E3 spark plugs, you know, you hear so much about it. Do they do the job? Are they worth it? Or what do you recommend for the my 76 vet?
What kind of spark plug?
You know, those Diamond E3, you know, that three, like, prongs on it, supposed to be...
No, the only plug I would recommend using, and this is... Now, we test the plugs, okay? And then we recommend it. We test everything before we recommend it, and people don't understand that.
Wait, so have you heard of those, that E3
yeah.
spark plugs? The Diamond
yeah,
E3?
They're all BS.
All BS, okay.
Use the Autolite Extra, the EX, XP.
Okay, wait, I'm writing this down. Autolite.
XP, Extra Performance.
XP. Okay. And you and I guess you tested and it's superior to best spark and classic car too, yeah?
Anything.
For anything.
Even your lawnmower.
Okay. Right on. Oh, good. You know, because they're expensive and, you know, they show the add-on when you're watching the drag races, you know, and they have, you know, Diamond E3.
Yeah, right.
They have three prongs, burns, hotter, stronger, and...
No.
So no, huh?
No.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
We have Kavika from Kaneohe.
Hey, Kavika. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Where did he go?
Kavika.
Cousin.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, I play music at Waikiki. And even the hotel workers, everybody's kind of stumped on what to do. And how to, get from one point to another and then end up walking like another mile to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I heard within the HPD, so maybe this statement might prompt somebody to call, but I heard even some guys inside HPD, somebody, they don't know what's happening. So, I think it's interesting how the general public and even certain officials who should be made aware of what's happening. People just kind of twiddling their thumbs and wondering, you know, how it's going to unfold. I think it's possible for chaos.
I would really think so because, you know, again, the question is, when did the government ever do things for the people? This
right.
is not for the people.
This is not for the people.
It's for the people, the government.
And you know what the P in the acronym APEC is for?
Mm-hmm.
Pacific. Where's the Pacific Islanders? None. Zero. Nada.
Mm-hmm.
How are they?
That's right.
Yeah, so they come over here with their conference convention and, you know, then they force one hula group to move. They cancel one veteran parade. So, you're right. They're not for the people.
No.
They don't give a damn about the people.
That's right.
So I hope they do their business and beat it.
Well, who the heck invited them?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
It's not for us.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, from the post culture, we still got to try display as much as we can. I mean, that's our Kuleana, you know.
Yeah, it's really sad that the people get abused and abused when... Is that enough?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And on the pickup trucks, whether it's Asian or American, whatever, on the pickup trucks, I recommend highly to spray silicone on the rubber hose that goes from your gas cap to the gas tank. There is a rubber hose. Spray it with silicone every 6 months. We're finding them cracking and leaking gas. And on some of them, the gas is leaking onto the exhaust pipe that can cause a big explosion. Okay? So spray the rubber filler holes for the fuel tank, the gas tank. Okay? And spray everything around it with some kind of metal protector. Okay, who's next on the line?
Okay, before you get to the next caller, there's an off-air caller wanting to know that if you don't have any license plate on the front of your car, is that legal or illegal?
It's illegal. According to Hawaii law, it's illegal. But, and here's the but, okay? But the politicians break the law all the time. Look around you, folks. The height limit throughout Hawaii is no taller than the highest coconut tree. Go check out the law. If you think I don't know what I'm talking about, go check it out. No higher than the highest coconut tree. So how the heck did they get these high rises? There's some tall coconut trees. Okay? Anyway, some of the cars cannot have a license plate mounted on the front of the car. There is no place to put it. So, now why have front plates? I don't understand. When you get run over, you see the guy driving away. You're looking at his back plate. Okay? Anyway, who's next?
We have Roy from Moanalua.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Mr. Nina. How are you this afternoon?
Okay. Yourself?
Oh, very good. About last week when Bryson called about his lawnmower. I was laughing about that. I was supposed to call you too, but my phone went off. But anyway, a lot of our friends are kind of crazy about this ethanol thing too right now. Mm-hmm. They all want to get on board, you know, like they want to try it more, get more, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I told them all, maybe you guys should just go down and go see you.
Yep.
You know?
But a lot of people don't believe in it, and that is really sad because, you know, it's something that's really good, and people don't realize that I wouldn't be putting it on the air if I didn't know it's good.
Well, yeah, it's real good. I mean, a couple more friends that kind of interested too, but I gotta drag them off, yeah. A couple of them get hot rods, you know, they have the hot rod view, so.
Don't tell too many people, we might run out.
Yeah, that's another thing. Say so for me now.
Okay.
But, about this APEC thing, but it's funny that our government treats our taxpayers, the ones that pay all the bills for them, yeah, and they treat these people that don't do nothing for us.
That's right. They treat them
better than us.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
There's something wrong. But, yeah, one day we're going to fix this.
Oh, yeah. And election year next year.
Yeah.
Fix it.
A lot of these guys going to be gone.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you again.
Aloha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. Are you going to have your show next week, Saturday, with all this traffic and everything, with H1 being closed down?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the main thing you're on the show. I got a question. You know these limos that are all going to be coming in for the president, all these dignitaries?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty well souped up with extra armor and, the engines are much more bigger, or they're about the same?
Same.
But they can handle the extra weight and, you know, stuff that they modified, I guess.
Well, they don't have to go fast, so they just...
Like a tank.
Yeah, they just go along.
Eat a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes a lot to move those vehicles.
Definitely.
And by the way, the protesters, I guess they're going to be banned from Waikiki too, I guess. If it's going to be that tight of security.
They cannot do that.
They can't do that?
Yeah, because it's free country.
Mm. But they can haul them away, right, if they get out of hand, I guess.
Yeah, if they get out of hand, but if they're not out of hand, they cannot haul them away.
I understand the police department came in contact with some used handy vans from Handy Van Services and put their logo of police on top, and they're going to use those as paddy wagons.
Mm.
But little do they know, I don't know if they know this, but that van was pulled off that model because of some fires they had this year in the front of the vans for the electrical system and whatnot. I hope they modify that so those people they put in there don't get burned.
Mm-hmm.
But I always enjoy your show, George. I hope the ethanol project will go on and somehow we can get a factory now.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yes, the ethanol project, folks, will open up at least 4,000 new jobs. That, you know, is good for the people. And also, the fuel is good. There's nothing I can say bad about it. But the oil company is going to lose money. The other thing is, I want to caution all you people out there, especially you ladies, always on the cell phone. Do not use cell phones at the gas station. Turn it off. Turn off your cell phones at the gas station, because if somebody calls you and the phone rings or picks up that call, it can cause a big fire or even an explosion. Do not leave your cell phones on at the gas station. Turn it off before you get in there, and then after you're done and drive off, turn it back on. Okay? We don't want an explosion and we don't want people dying. So, please spread the word. Turn the cell phones off. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. How's your trivia, Wanda?
Let's see. In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. We got number one, so who was rated number two? Or which one was rated number two?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center moved. They have a new store. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple of doors away from McKinley Car Wash towards Waikiki. Beautiful store. Go check them out. They have all the good stuff there for cleaning and whatever. Okay? The Degreaser 2000 is fantastic. It's the best cleaner I ever tried. Go try it out. Okay? Most of all, it does not leave an odor after you have rinsed it off. Okay. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Sid calling from Maui.
Hi, Sid.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
So, question for you. I just heard you, I just happened to hear you talk about the cell phones at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain how that happens? I've always been curious about that. No one's ever explained it to me.
Okay, that's a good one. From what I understand, there is a spark in the cell phone when it takes a call. And that spark with the fumes, and we don't know where the fumes are, if it ignites the fumes, it'll follow the fumes to the pump and cause a big explosion.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What if the cell phone's in your pocket? Still possible?
Oh, yeah.
Still possible.
Sure.
What about when you're barbecuing on a propane stove at home? Same thing?
No.
Has there ever actually been an example of a cell phone actually causing a explosion?
Yes, it has, really.
And yes. I mean, it's not, but they're sure that's what caused it.
It's getting even worse now because of more and more cell phones, the big ones. You know the big ones?
The iPhones, like I'm talking to you.
Or whatever you call them. The one look like a book.
The Mi phone.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Hey, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, yeah. Don't leave your cell phones on, folks. Be safe, okay? And we don't want to have a gas station explode and all the innocent people get killed. So turn off your cell phone when you go into a gas station. And the reason I said the ladies, because ladies are always on the cell phone. So turn it off, okay? Anyway, be safe. If you have a question or comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Cleaning your headlight lenses, folks. If it's foggy, I recommend cleaning it because they're going to fail your safety check. Clean it. Get it done. Okay? Foggy headlight lenses on your car can cause you to fail the safety check. Okay? And now, a lot of people are driving around. Oh, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back. So stay tuned to Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling along again, and Wanda's on the phone. So while she's on the phone, lost my train of thought already, what I was going to say. Anyway, Wanda, who's next on the line?
Okay, we have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, I got an answer for the trivia.
Okay.
Baratania and Bishop.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, and I also had a comment. You know about the phone?
Mm-hmm.
At one time I went to Costco, there were two attendants that got over there to help people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were about three drivers pumping gas. They had their phones on, talking away. I called the attendant. One guy came over. I told him about that. He said, no, there's no problem with that. The other guy, I told the other guy, hey, you know, these guys are talking on the phone, it caused a spark. He said, well, we don't have a policy, so we cannot stop them. You got to talk to the management. What do you think of that?
Stupid.
Exactly.
So everybody has to wait until there's a big explosion.
Exactly.
Why?
I guess that's the human condition.
Oh, that's crazy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Well, that goes to show you about Costco.
Okay, we have Robert from Waianae.
Hey, Robert.
Hey. My son's got an 87 Toyota pickup truck, and he bought a rebuild kit for his carburetor on it and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to find somebody that takes and actually rebuilds carburetors anymore.
We do that.
You do that?
Sure.
Oh, because I keep telling him to go buy a very expensive Weber replacement or something like that.
But, yep.
My son's very, very tight with his money and everything else, because he has to be, and he bought the rebuild kit and everything else, and then everywhere he turned, everybody either, one person said he'd do it, but it was going to cost him $300 to do it, and that's almost the price of another carburetor.
That's about the price.
Oh, that's what it costs to rebuild it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, because even if the person's got the kit?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably the reason everybody doesn't rebuild them anymore, huh?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, with this thing going on in Waikiki, we're going to be the closest you ever saw in your life to martial law, what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things you're going to see happen is if any demonstrations start getting out of hand, they've got a blocking system set up. It's already been tried, where all the people that tweet and text between each other and else is going to, they're going to shut them down.
Well,
that's so they can't organize.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to see some real interesting things happen out here.
I think
anyway,
so.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Take a guess at the trivia, folks. Good prizes, you know.
Hey, last week you had a different trivia.
Did yeah, how
somebody
you know that?
Get it?
Nope.
You know the answer to it?
Yeah, I know the answer
to
it.
Oh, okay, because somebody called in and was asking if we're running you.
Yeah, that's running.
That's running too?
Yeah, yeah. What's the, what you call, ranch house at Haina Haina?
Oh, the answer, somebody wanted already?
Nope.
Well, but you just gave the answer.
It was a two-part question. They got the first part. They didn't get the second part.
Oh.
The second part, what was the, what were they famous for? Not wagon wheels. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Yeah, that's Charlene Kwan's question. She make it a little hard by putting two parts instead of one part. So, anyway, take a guess, folks. All she can tell you is call us back and try again. A lot of people don't want to be turned down. So, anyway. Okay, so clean your headlight lenses, folks, because you don't want to be turned down. And do you know that if your car is not registered, expired registration, or expired safety check, the insurance companies do not have to cover you in an accident? You know that? Go read your policy. Only legal vehicles will be covered. Okay? Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
I'm going to try a trivia on the ranch house.
Okay.
They were famous for this treasure chest for goodies for kids.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, it has to be what... this is something really unique, according to Charlene. And it has to be her answer. You know, like Wanda says, her answer.
So you know the answer because I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I can't tell you the answer. You might tell everybody else. Okay, so. People, do your brakes safe. You know, I always say, the people that want cheap brakes, how much do you value your family's life and your life? $100? $200? Think about that. Okay? So, do it right. Do it the best way. Make it safe. I mean, anything else, stereos and stuff like that, don't matter. You know, when it comes to safety, like brakes, steering, suspension, do it safe. Okay, who's next?
We have Ren again from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, I got another answer.
Okay.
For the rancho. On each table, they had a whole pineapple.
Call us back and try again. Wow, he's going through the whole menu. Anyway, 808. 296-5467. Ethanol is really good. I talked to an attorney this morning and he said, oh, ethanol's no good because it attracts water. You know, I tell you something, folks. I wish people would have their knowledge and their experience before yapping. Gasoline itself attracts moisture from the hot and cold. And in the old days, how did we take water out of gasoline? We put whiskey in, because the whiskey mixes with the water and makes it flammable, so you can just drive away on it. Okay, those that say that water ends up in the gas tank because of ethanol in there, that's a lot of BS, folks, because if there is water in the gas tank, the water will mix with the ethanol and become flammable, and I can prove it to you. You want to see it? I'll show you. Who's next?
We have Ren again.
See, don't give up.
Yeah, I don't give up. They're famous for this banyan tree that was out there.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
It was something that they were famous for. And no other restaurant did. Okay? But anyway. Or the intersection. What's the second most dangerous intersection back in the 1930s? Either one will get you a prize from Crestec Cleaning Center. They have wonderful prizes there. I would take the DeGreaser 2000. That's fantastic. Good stuff.
Okay? Anyway, the cell phones, yes, do not leave it on. Turn it off. When the cell phone rings, is when it emits a spark and can explode the gas station. Okay, who's next?
Ren.
Again?
Okay, George. I got him, I think.
Okay.
All right, so they used to have these spider monkeys over there.
No. Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, folks. Other restaurants didn't have this. Just the Ranch House. 808-296-5467. You know, I just came back from Maui Thursday morning, and, you know, I was really surprised. I didn't see potholes. Honest. I didn't see potholes on Maui. How come? And how come the registration on Maui for cars is way cheaper than Honolulu? Unbelievable. What's up? Come on, people. Make noise. Who's next?
Okay, we have Carl from Manoa.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, George. Try the trivia.
Okay.
If I recall, this dinosaur remembers that there are breadsticks on each table.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have Roy from Moana Lua.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, George. Your trivia, is it like the covered wagon that was outside?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, we have Rand from Honolulu.
Okay, my final answer for the day. They're famous for their 72-ounce steak.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is something that no other restaurant had, folks. None. Just them. Okay? So now everybody's thinking about it.
Don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Yeah, because you're still in your three-corner pants.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't remember either. That's too long ago. For those of you that never, ever tried ethanol, boy, you're missing out a whole lot of things. Ethanol is so fantastic, especially on European cars. They really love ethanol. Everything loves ethanol, even your lawnmower. You gotta try it, folks. Only thing I can warn you is, once you try it, you're gonna be hooked. It's so fantastic. Okay,
okay,
who's next?
We have Glenn from Kapahulu.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. I want to try the trivia.
Okay.
Were they famous for the red and white checkered tablecloth?
Nope. Call us back and try again.
Okay, we got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, if it was your birthday, they would give you a mask that you would hold up to your face, and then you'd get all kind of extra stuff.
Call us back and try again. Okay, that's our cue to get out of here. So I'd like to thank all of the callers for calling in and participating with this Automotive 101. And most of all, folks, take care of each other. Be nice. Okay? And please, don't drink and drive. This is Hawaii. Let's keep it nice. Till next week, aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.